Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a fantastic day today. Lots of stuff going on as always. And how are you doing today, Dad? Okay, looks like Ted dropped out, but that is all right. I got an article already here that I wanted to discuss. This is a pretty wild study that just got released today. It looks like it hasn't even been published yet, but this is a new study that's directly linking aluminum in vaccines and showing that it's directly related to autism, especially in boys, despite the MSM and the medical establishment of vaccine deniers that they label us as now. This new study has pinpointed the aluminum in vaccines as the agent in triggering autism, especially in boys. The study was conducted by a team of four scientists at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, and the four scientists reported their findings in an article titled, it's going to be released as Subcutaneous Injections of Aluminum at Vaccine Adjuvant Levels Activate Innate Immune Genes in Mouse Brains that with Biomarkers of Autism. This is in a peer-reviewed journal of Inorganic Biochemistry, Volume 177. Looks like it's going to be released in December of this year. And essentially, what it goes into detail here is the vaccines that are that have the aluminum adjuvants, which almost every single vaccine does, a pharmacological agent added to the drug to increase or aid its effect. The scientists injected the aluminum into mice in the amounts that would be significant as far as in the vaccines that are used. And the aluminum had significant neuroinflammatory effects on the mice's frontal cortex, which is to be expected. And the frontal cortex is involved in emotion and social functions. And again, it showed the impairment in the form of autism. They said the male mice were especially susceptible to the aluminum's neurotoxic effect. They went on to say here in the abstract, autism is a neurobehavior disorder characterized by immune dysfunction. It is manifested in early childhood during a window of early development vulnerability where the normal development trajectory is most susceptible to xenobiotic insults. The aluminum vaccine adjuvants with the immune-stimulating and neurotoxic properties in which infants worldwide are routinely exposed. The brain samples of the aluminum injected in mice in comparison to controlled mice is what they did. They said the aluminum triggered innate immune system activation and altered the cholinergic activity in male mice, observations which are consistent with those in autism. Thus, the aluminum adjuvant promotes brain inflammation and males to appear to be more susceptible to aluminum's toxic effects. And it goes on to detail as far as in the whole study that they've done now. And they said aluminum is an environmental toxin which demonstrates negative impact on human health in any doses, especially the nervous system. And this is what we've talked about before as far as the fact that some of these vaccines are 200, 400, 500, 800 micrograms of aluminum per vaccine dosage, which in some cases is 40 and 50 times higher what the CDC even recommends or the FDA even recommends allowance of aluminum in drinking water and other exposures to children and adults. So, I mean, this research study was incredible because they directly wanted to tie this in and see if the aluminum in vaccines is directly related to autism, and their conclusion was that it was. This is something that's serious, guys, and we've been talking about this for years. I mean, years. And most people always play it off. Oh, vaccines are completely safe. There's nothing wrong with vaccines. They're perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong. You can't link vaccines to autism whatsoever. It's been debunked. That's conspiracy theory. It's been debunked. These vaccine deniers, they just don't know what they're talking about. Well, now, guys, this is one of the biggest research studies that's ever been done relating to this topic, and this was done by four prestigious scientists in the University of British Columbia. This wasn't some conspiracy theory anymore. This is a stated fact, and especially that they showed it was higher and more prevalent in boys, which is what we see in human babies as far as when they're born and when they have autism. Boys are much more susceptible to autism, and this is starting to show everybody why we're seeing such a massive spike in autism across the board, all over the country and all over the world. it's not by chance anymore. This isn't something that, you know, oh, this is just a coincidence this is happening. This is a very significant problem that is getting worse and worse and worse every single year, and nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody wants to act like it's just a random coincidence, and it is not. And this study now directly proves it. So I'm sure we're going to see a lot more about this study as it pops up over the next couple weeks and months, especially once it's actually published. We're going to see some pretty significant findings with this as far as when people are actually going to be discussing it. And this is going to be a hard one for these pro-vaccine pediatricians, all these people that are constantly talking garbage about vaccine deniers and everything they do. This is going to be a hard one for them to rebuttal now, very difficult one for them to rebuttal, especially when the fact that all the vaccine inserts blatantly show that aluminum adjuvant is used in almost every single vaccine on the market. Shows you, tells you it's in there. And they even, you can even find out the microgram dosage per shot. So this isn't something they're trying to hide. They've blatantly told us they've been using aluminum adjuvants in vaccines for years now. So this is pretty huge. Are you back with us yet, Dad? I guess he's still having some issues with that, with the whole thing there. So that's something that we'll have to work on that. Let's see here. All right, so it looks like we're going to be going here with the new article. This is pretty wild now with what we see happening with North Korea. As you guys see, this rhetoric is getting stronger and stronger with all the nonsense that they keep talking about. And as I've told you guys before, Dad and I both have very mixed emotions about all this stuff. I think the leader of North Korea and that whole regime up there is totally nuts. They're a bunch of weirdos, quite frankly. But I think we're also in trying to blatantly instigate a war with them as hard as we physically can. You know, as the one leader got up in front of the UN, it was basically talking about Trump and everything. Just hours before that happened, U.S. bombers actually flew over the east coast of North Korea now after Kim Jong-un or whatever was saying that he would basically shoot down any planes now that he saw. We flew U.S. bombers accompanied by fighter jets over the east coast of North Korea, which was the furthest north of the demilitarized zone that any U.S. aircraft has flown this century, which is in the last 17 years. And that was obviously to provoke them with this. We're trying to instigate something, and in my opinion, I watched a Ron Paul article earlier, and me and him are pretty much right on the same point with this. I think that they're trying to get a plane shot down, just like we blatantly shot down one of the Russian planes, one of the Syrian planes. This is what we're trying to do now. We're trying to instigate something. We're trying to get a war started with them. We're doing everything we can to hack them off. Granted, I'm not justifying what they're doing. They're one of those groups that, I mean, they're pretty off tilt up there in North Korea, but we're blatantly trying to start something with them. And, that's what we're doing. Sending bombers and basically a mock bomber run accompanied with fighter jets over the eastern coast of North Korea. I mean, there was absolutely no reason to do that. And everybody online I see is like, oh yeah, we need to show them who's boss. We need to do this. Guys, listen, it's not going to go the way you think it is. They're going to use this as a strategic false flag regardless of what happens to initiate some type of attack on the United States. I can guarantee it. If I was betting, I would bet money on it just because we've seen what they've done over the years. I talked to you guys yesterday about what's going on in California with the San Andreas Fault, the massive earthquakes we saw in Mexico as they've gone north, all the miniature earthquakes they've had in California. All they would need to do now, if they wanted to have a catastrophe of significant proportions in the United States, all they would have to do is detonate some nuke into the ground on the San Andreas Fault. It would literally break off California because of the stress that it's already under with the fault shifting, the plate shifting. It would break California off. And then they could say, oh, North Korea got a bomb over here. Doesn't matter if they did it or not. All they have to use that is an instigation to start another war, and then they could issue martial law, blah, 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 the whole nine yards. You guys already know how it goes. But even the most aggressive rhetoric now they're pushing in the media, they went on to here to say, now this Yahoo Mail put this out today. They said, California is already preparing for North Korean nuclear attack. That was the headline. That was the headline of the the article, California is already preparing for a North Korean nuclear attack. And then the subcaption underneath that says, beware of radioactive pets and don't expect the feds to show up anytime soon. I mean, you can't get any more blatant than that in trying to basically tell everybody what's about to happen. They already know that this is about to happen. The 16-page nuclear attack response considerations bulletin is dated August 16th and is marked for official use only. It was circulated last month to Los Angeles area's local, state, and federal agency personnel, and also throughout the Department of Homeland Security and other federal agencies across the country, that they're giving California now warning that they need to prepare for a North Korean nuclear attack. Now, the irony that I'm going back to with all this is that when we did this bomber run with the fighter jets over the East Coast, North Korea didn't even see us. We didn't even pop up on their radar. They didn't even see it because their equipment is so antiquated. I mean, some of the fighter jets they have are back from the like prop planes back from the 40s. Some of the stuff they have from Russia is back from the 60s. It's outdated equipment, guys. This stuff is so dilapidated, and they're still keeping it running somehow. I guess maintenance, you can keep it going as long as you stay up with it. Same thing with their submarines. So now they're the globalists. They're wanting everybody to believe now and get sucked into this whole mainstream psychological operation lie that North Korea is so advanced now that they have intercontinental ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads already attached to them, that they have the ability to launch from North Korea and detonate into California. But yet, when we send bombers with fighter jets all the way into their country over the East Coast, they don't even realize we were there. That doesn't go together, guys. There's something obviously off there that nobody's wanting to look at and really address. Everybody just wants to go into the fear-mongering, war drums. Oh, my gosh, North Korea's going to bomb us. Oh, my gosh, we need to bomb them first. Oh, my gosh, we're going to war again. This is exactly what the globalists want to do. They want to start another war. They want to get Russia. They want to get China. They want to get everybody involved in this. They've been trying to do it in Syria for years, and we're blessed that Putin and Russia basically had enough a stunt not to fall into that, especially when they're shooting down planes and everything else of nonsense they were doing. But this is where we're at right now in this situation, and everybody needs to be aware of that. And like I said, I'm not saying that North Korea is good. I'm not siding with them at all. But I think we're giving them much more credit than they deserve and what they're actually capable of doing. I think all this is a ploy to try and get everybody worked up, more fear, more warmongering, to try and get everybody scared about North Korea and plan for this to happen so that when it does happen, they can say, oh, we told you so. It was North Korea. We should have done something about this before. Now we've lost all these lives in California. Now we have to do this. Now we need to implement martial law. Now we need to start World War III with Russia and China because they basically haven't done anything back to North Korea. Whatever scenario you want to, that's where it's headed to now, guys. So it sounds like you're back in here, Dan.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry about that, guys. We do that show on Monday. Todd gets taken offline with Global Star yesterday. We do the second show. My system gets taken offline at my house today. I mean, obviously, we looks like we may have ruffled a few feathers on Monday, so I'm sure we probably did. But let me share something with, because you're talking about what's happening with North Korea right now, and I've been listening to the show on the way over. Here's what's happened. We have provoked Russia to start a war, and Russia has not. We have massed troops on their western border, and they have basically ignored us and put troops back. We have shot down their planes, and they have not retaliated and shot down our planes. Israel continues to bomb Syria. They have not shot down any of the Israeli jets. They're doing everything they can not to allow the Sabbatean Kabbalists that are in clear charge of the United States military to start World War III. Russia basically is saying, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to get involved in this. Now, Korea, on the other hand, this guy's a nutbag. And quite frankly, everybody knows they can wind him up and turn him loose, and he starts screaming and yelling and carrying on like a little Hitler. Well, the problem with all of this is if Russia comes to his aid or China comes to his aid, then we're going to have a problem, and we may actually implement World War III. But here's what I think is going to happen. I don't think Russia is going to come to the North Korean aid if we attack them, and I don't think China is going to come to their aid, because Russia and China now realize that because they're trying to start their own basket of currencies and they're trying to step away from the petrodollar and the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency, that the United States, from a financial standpoint, is in its death throes with the Federal Reserve Bank. And they understand that we have no choice, as Gerald Celente said, that when all else fails, these nutbags in the Federal Reserve, the Rothschild boys, who said, I don't care who's in charge, let me do whatever I want to do and control the currency, not control the country, these guys have no other ammunition left besides quantitative easing to infinity, in which they've been doing that for the past 8 years. And other than that, they can't do anything else to try to stabilize what's happening in the United States, because our gross domestic product has not increased substantially in the past 8 years, and unemployment is still at a very high level if you take into consideration the way we used to look at unemployment, with the people that have fallen off the unemployment rolls or have stopped seeking employment, and also this problem that we have with the people addicted to drugs in the United States is also causing a massive problem with unemployment. But guys, if cooler heads prevail in Russia and China, and we take out North Korea, then we can avoid World War III. But it looks like Trump has completely and totally been compromised by this new world order. Robert David Steele said he thinks it took $40 billion from Lynn Rothschild to buy him and basically give him the money either in a Swiss account or in some other place in the world where he can access it after he gets out of the presidency. We also have to understand that back in 1990, he filed bankruptcy and somebody bailed him out to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. And now he has all these Goldman Sachs boys inside the White House and inside his administration. So I believe that Trump at heart wanted to do something as far as reestablishing the United States, but I believe they've got some serious blackmail stuff on him, probably with Jeffrey Epstein. And guys, I hate to say that, but he was on that airplane down to those islands, that Lolita, whatever it was, with those young girls. And I pray that Trump wasn't involved with any of that. But if they've got videotape of him involved with that, or being involved with that, or even threatened to release videotape, even if they don't have it, of him doing that, or even if he wasn't involved in that, look what they're doing to him just with the Russia thing. They're raking him over the coals with impeachment. He hasn't even done anything with Russia. I mean, it's absolute nonsense. So we have to pray for Donald Trump, to pray that he's led by the Holy Spirit. We have to pray that he's saved. And we have to pray that all of these pastors from around the country who he's working with as far as his evangelical community are actually getting through to him. But guys, think through this with me for a second. Ivanka is a Shabbat Kabbalist. So is her husband. These guys are in the White House. They're his next kin. They're his family, and they have his ear. These are hardcore, staunch Democrats that I personally would not be surprised if I found that either one of them voted for Hillary in the general election. Wouldn't surprise me at all. We have a triple threat of generals now that look like they've done a soft coup with the military, who we know are under the Sabbatean Kabbalist rules because they're under the CIA rules. We've massively increased the amount of troops we're putting into Afghanistan to protect the heroin supply there. All of this stuff does not bode well for Donald Trump. To me, he is the accidental president who got in, didn't expect to win, who wasn't supposed to win, but our prayers exposed Hillary at the end with Podesta and the soul cooking parties and all the stuff that we've talked about on the show. And now he's in the middle of this mess, and they probably threatened him, they probably threatened his family, they probably threatened his wife, they probably threatened his children, they probably threatened to expose stuff on him that he doesn't want to have exposed. And quite frankly, from what I see, I don't see us getting a wall. I don't see us getting anything as far as what he said he's going to do. Hopefully he'll stand up for the Second Amendment. But guys, we're in a real mess. Trump needs to back off this rhetoric with North Korea and ignore this little guy. But guys, remember, they don't know what to do because the United States is broke, completely and totally broke to the international banking community. And it's like I said last week on Hagman, we really need to roll this thing back to 1913 and seize all of these ill-gotten assets of the Federal Reserve Bank and take control of the international monetary supply of the United States again like we had in 1912. This is exactly what Hitler did in Germany when he got rid of the Federal Reserve Rothschild-controlled bank when he became Chancellor and Fuhrer of Germany and was able to print debt-free currency and was able to fight the entire war basically with no debt whatsoever. Guys, this is a major, major mess we've got ourselves into, and this international Sabbatean community, this group of people, the synagogue of Satan, whatever you want to call them, we listed all the names on Hagman's show the other night, they need to be stopped. And until we stop them, Austin, it's not going to change, because like Gerald Celente said, when all else fails, they take us to war, son. I hope and I pray that North Korea and China and all these other people don't bite on this, because guys, remember, Iraq didn't do anything to us. Nothing. Libya didn't do anything to us, nothing. Syria didn't do anything to us, nothing. And look at these countries, they're all laying, look at Egypt, they're all laying in rubble right now, in ruins, because we sent the massive might of our Mossad, CIA, Sabbatean Kabbalist-controlled military into these countries, and we've killed them for absolutely no reason, no provocation, except they wanted to start getting, trading their oil and stuff in gold, and not using the United States as a reserve currency. And remember, North Korea does not have a Rothschild-controlled central bank, and so it's going to be one of those things again, Austin. So I hope and I pray that our analysis of this is not correct. I hope and I pray that Trump has the ability to control the military, which I don't think he does. I think they're telling him what they're going to do, and he's basically the person who's out there doing it. And quite frankly, this whole thing with this, you know, this the national anthem and all of these black players sitting and white players sitting or not going out on the field and basically protesting the United States, I think this is a lot of obfuscation to try to get us distracted as to what's really going on. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I had a discussion with that today via email with one of our customers. We were talking about that, is that, you know, there's so much stuff going on right now. I mean, we've had these massive storms. We had these earthquakes in Miami or in Mexico. We had Florida and Texas get hit. We had, you know, Puerto Rico just get hammered. And now it's like all this stuff's brewing up with these stupid overpaid athletes kneeling during the national anthem that's making all this headline coverage. Everybody's blowing it up on CNN. Everybody wants to talk about this nonsense. I mean, just it's really meaningless. It is. As I told you guys yesterday, I could care less about it. Just turn them off. If you don't agree with it, don't watch. If a movie comes on TV that you don't agree with, that you don't like, that's not entertaining, that doesn't share your values, what do? You turn it off. You go to the movie theater and go pay for a movie. First 30 minutes of the movie's horrible. You don't like it anymore. What do? You go back to the front desk. You give them your ticket. Say, I want my money back. I want a refund. I'm not going to see this movie. And they'll give you your money back and you leave. If you don't like the NFL and you don't like what they're doing, stop giving them money. Don't watch it. Don't support it. End of story. That's all you have to do. It doesn't have to be difficult. This isn't a really hard, complex task to figure out. Just don't do it. Don't give them any more money. This whole thing that's going on with North Korea is getting blown out of proportion intentionally. They're really trying to get this to escalate, and that's what I talked about earlier down on the show. With what we've seen now with the San Andreas fault for the last couple of years, California is really, really in a very precarious situation right now with those earthquakes over there, and all it would take would be some type of false flag explosion over there to set off a cascading event that would turn one incident into a much, much larger incident. So I pray that's not what's going to happen. I just feel like there's a whole lot more brewing beneath the surface right now that nobody is wanting to talk about. And I mean, even over in Europe now, they're furthering trying to do the best they can to destabilize the EU. I mean, totally the best they can now. The European Union now just announced that they're going to resettle another 50,000 refugees directly out of Africa into Europe now, and the latest bid to essentially stabilize migration into the EU. The EU Commission said it's now setting aside 500 million euros to fund the resettlement of refugees from Libya, Egypt, Niger, Sudan, Chad, and Ethiopia. Get this, in order to deter illegal immigration. They said Europe has to show that it's ready to share responsibility with third countries, notably in Africa. So because the illegal migration has gotten so rampant, now they're setting aside 500 million euros of taxpayer dollars, I might add, to bring in another 50,000 on the books, which you know it won't be that. And that'll probably double or triple within the first month once it actually starts to happen, of all these African countries. So to stabilize them in Europe, because apparently the Syrian migration and a lot of the Muslim migration from the Middle East has slowed down now in Europe. It's already destabilized Europe, but the migration is not going in as fast as they expected it to, especially with the countries like Poland and stuff that have put up fences. Now they're blatantly saying, we're not even going to try to allow the illegal migration. We're blatantly going to put hundreds and hundreds of millions of euros aside to start bringing in tens of thousands of migrants from Africa now on your dime, the taxpayer dime, because we essentially don't have enough migrants here to destabilize Europe is what they're saying indirectly, Dad. So they're not even trying to let them in with a free-for-all anymore. They're blatantly about to start shipping them in through cargo planes and other means of transport now at the expense of taxpayer dollars. So I thought that was pretty wild, but that's a pretty clear evidence to Europe and the rest of the world that this has nothing to do with being a host country, with trying to help these guys out. This is what they can do to destabilize Europe as quickly as possible.
Preston James said the reason this is happening in the article that I read part of on Monday, and I mentioned this briefly, is the Mossad is so angry because they've tried their best to establish all of these, you know, the West Bank of Israel over in Palestine, and you basically run the Palestinians out. And Europe was just absolutely aghast at what Israel was doing to the Palestinians, and it was all over the newspapers. And even the major world leaders, including Merkel, were complaining about what Israel was doing. And they're saying, Preston James is saying, from his intel sources through the CIA and the American military and top generals, that what they've learned is that these guys with the Mossad, remember, the Balfour Declaration established the country of Israel. And it took World War, it took the Versailles Treaty and World War II to get it done, but it got done. And when that happened, Israel's basically the fiefdom of the Balfour Declaration or of the Rothschild family. The Rothschild family are trillionaires. I mean, they're probably quadrillionaires. I mean, they're quadrillions. And so the nuttiest part about this is these guys think they can do whatever they want to do because they have so much discretionary income. Because remember, guys, it doesn't matter if they tell you that they're printing the money or not. They can do it in off books, balance sheets. They can do it that way and not even run it through the U.S. Treasury. They can print money out of nothing and just hire people. That's why we like with George Soros, who's a cutout for the Rothschild banking cartel. He can spend hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in funding MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter and Antifa, which are the Communist Party, the real hardcore Communist Party of the Democratic Party. He can spend all of his money he wants with that. And they just print more. They don't have to earn it like all of us who are listening and doing this show today have to do. We've got to earn income. These guys don't have to do that. They print it out of nothing, and they put little dots and dashes in their bank's accounts. I mean, this is how they do this. So these guys have an unlimited source of money to do whatever they want to do. And so when Europe said, we don't want you to go expand the West Bank, we want to give Palestine its freedom, even President Carter chimed in on this and said, you know, Palestine, not apartheid. He wrote a book on it. Now we have a situation where the Rothschild banking cartel says, well, I tell you what, since a big portion of the U.S. congressmen and senators are dual Israeli citizens, you know, we just vote for whatever we want to do and do whatever however we want to do it. Plus, on top of that, why don't we just use our organizations to just destabilize Europe and get the white power base out of the white power base, get them out of there. Let them have a full crawl of what the Muslims are doing in Palestine, how much we hate them, and how much we want them out of Israel and out of our area. And we're going to let them choke on what they wanted for themselves, which they tried to force on Israel. That's what Preston James says is going on right now. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But guys, it sure seems odd to me that they want another 500,000 of these guys coming in from Africa. And whenever you hear that term, 500,000, minimum you have to do is multiply it by 10. Minimum to 10. So that'd be 5 million. So they want to bring a lot more in there because there's no way to gauge it when they start coming in on boats and planes and trains and everything else and just pouring into the cities. This is a huge, 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 how should you say, conspiracy. Now, it's not a conspiracy. They're doing it right out in the open to destabilize Europe, Austin. That's why Angela Merkel was shocked, and so was Germany, that 13% of the voters now, 13% of the parliament, is controlled by their extreme right, which basically are the people who back Trump that are in Germany, because they've had enough of it. They've had enough of Germany being sucked into this nationalism. Because if they can do this, if they can flood the United States, flood Europe, flood everybody with all of these immigrants, they can destabilize and destroy us from a cultural standpoint. We've talked about it. And another story, fake news writer, they're calling this guy a fake news writer, was found dead, 38 years old. Paul Horner was found dead in his bed at the age of 38. And he is one of the people that is actually credited with causing Hillary Clinton to lose the election. Now, what's interesting about this is Hillary's coming out and saying that hopefully Donald Trump's not ordering the assassination of journalists. Why would she say stuff like that? Hopefully that Donald Trump is not ordering the assassination of journalists. She's the one who's had over 100 strange deaths between her and Bill all the way back to Arkansas. She's the one who got busted by these guys who were, you know, showing what was going on with Podesta and their soul cooking parties and all the weird stuff they were doing, the blood drinking. That's what cost her the election. She's the one who ends up having dead bodies follow her like a plague. I mean, she's not a hard woman to track, just follow the dead bodies everywhere she goes. But this is an interesting story because Herner, the guy who was writing these stories, he accused Barack Obama of being gay, which he is. He accused him of being a Muslim, which he is. And he said that the protesters, Antifa, were being paid thousands of dollars to demonstrate at Donald Trump's rallies, which is true. I mean, everything he was saying is true, but he supposedly has been writing satire and getting huge clicks on it on the web. And what's ending up happening now is they're, again, using this with his death to discredit all of the things that he said. Guys, this is some crazy stuff that's going on right now. Pay careful attention because this is a major story that even Breitbart carried and even we have on Drudge today. So, again, another person's dead who attacked Hillary in the press during the election. I have a feeling that this Wicked Witch of Benghazi, Austin, is going to be running for re-election in a couple of years. She'll re-announce her campaign again. That's where I think this is going. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe so too, man. This is definitely going to, I don't think this is over with her. Even her writing the book and all this other stupid stuff she's been saying. She knew, I mean, it was prepped from the beginning for her to get in office. It was. I mean, it was prepped. I remember I talked about this way back at the beginning of the show where I clicked on one of the Yahoo Mail accounts I have. And this was back in like 2015, I think, middle of 2015. It's like 2 years ago, at least 2 years ago. And it said, it was big block came up on the side and said, "Aren't you ready for Hillary as president?" And it had a big photo of her on there. I mean, it's like before anybody even really started like running, before like Trump even announced anything. And I went, "Are you joking me right now? Are you really kidding me right now? Is she actually going to try and run for president?" And she obviously did, and she almost got it if it wouldn't have been for her own arrogance and all this information coming out on her. And so in my opinion, yeah, she was the globalist pick. I think they were going to try to extend this out further with what they've done. I think they were going to further try to enslave the American population with an incredible amount of regulatory laws, more rights of our Second Amendment completely eroded, more tyrannical police and military laws, and essentially try to get us in a full-blown totalitarian police state. I mean, a real one, a full-blown one, as hard as they physically could for the next 8 years, and that way it would be much, much easier to have a subservient United States population slide in to the New World Order under the UN once they got everything under control. But see, now, even what they may have on Trump, they may have threatened Trump with, he's still a nationalist. He's been blatantly clear about that. He's still very pro-Second Amendment. And from what I've seen, he's pretty strong constitutionalist. A lot of stuff he's still done that I'm not 100% in agreement with. But there's no question about it. He is literally thousands, if not millions of times better than Hillary Clinton was as far as having him in office. He's been credible as far as what she could have ever been. So that's what I think's happened. And so now they've kind of taken a step back and they're not really sure exactly what route to go. And of course, every time that happens, if you look through history, every time they can't quite get a grasp on something, everything at time the globalist does, it doesn't go their way, they pretty much take us to war. They start some type of war. It's pretty regular, on a regular basis. And so we see all this stuff, all this rhetoric exploding with North Korea now. So it's pretty obvious of what's going on. But health news, let me get onto that now. Over in the UK now, the first time in history, they're having to buy super-sized mannequins for practice for emergency workers because obese patients are becoming so regular that they're actually injuring emergency workers in the UK. This is where our health is degraded to in the UK and in the United States as well. They said now in order to train emergency crews for rescues now with obese patients, emergency services are now spending thousands of British pounds on special 350-pound training mannequins known as barraquins. According to the Daily Mail UK, the decision was prompted by the rising number of plus-size patients, they're trying to be politically correct, as morbidly obese patients that don't know how to control their food intake, that are being dealt with by ambulance, fire, and rescue staff. The growing cases of obese casualties have resulted in over 1,000 National Health Service employees sustaining injuries between the years of 2011 and 2015, and turning costing the NHS hundreds of thousands of pounds pounds in payoff. They went on to say here, emergency service workers and healthcare workers are increasingly suffering injuries at work as a consequence of having to deal with an obesity epidemic. The idea is that they can use Barry to learn how to lift and carry obese patients safely and how to give the patient the maximum amount of dignity too. Okay. The facts on there, the UK now in 2015, the UK was ranked as the most obese country in Western Europe, with 25% of the adults falling in the category of obese and 61.7% being categorized as either obese or overweight. The obesity epidemic now costs the NHS upwards of over £1 billion British pounds a year, while the spending on treatment for obesity-related health conditions has risen to over £1 billion British pounds now. This means that the NHS spending on obesity has risen by almost 70% over the last 10 years, and the NHS now allocates more of its resources in treating obesity than it does on hip operations for elderly patients now. So this is really sad. This is something that if you're a nation, you really have to look at yourself and kind of say, is this something that we really want to continue down this road to the point when we have thousands upon thousands of EMS workers being injured? And the same thing's happened here in the United States. It just hasn't been as prevalent, and the fact that most of the time here, most EMS workers are already used to handling larger individuals, so a lot of the mannequins they already have. When I was in when I went to first responder school, they did actually have multiple sizes of mannequins that they did use. It's not super prevalent all over the place, but they do have them now. And you got to think about it, man. When you may have 2, 3, 4 paramedics that show up, a lot of times it's just 2 or 3 in an ambulance as a first responder, and all of a sudden they have a dire situation and they have to lift some 400, 500, 600 pound person out of a hole in their bed or out of a wall because they fell through or on the floor. You pick up 500, 600 pounds of dead weight with 2 or 3 individuals. You want to talk about trashing your back out the next day. I mean, you're talking about some heavy, heavy dead weight, not to mention it moves and it's uneven. It's not like an individual's like picking up a barbell. You know, you got heavier weight on one end, lighter weight on one end, heavier weight on one side, so forth. So this is where it's come now that they're having to buy 350 pound mannequins in the UK to try and teach these guys how to handle the obese patients, Dad. That's kind of sad if you ask me.
I remember when my grandfather had a stroke. It was back in 1969, at the end of the 60s, actually, or 1970, like January of 1970, and he ended up dying on March 26th. Because I remember all of this because I was a kid. I was like 14 years old, and he fell. He's a big guy, about 6 foot tall, about 180 pounds, and he fell and got wedged between the toilet and the wall, and his shoulder went down between the toilet because he was using the bathroom. Had a stroke in the middle of the night. It was middle of a thunderstorm on top of everything else. And I remember, because I was only 14 years old, I wasn't, you know, really big, but I probably weighed 130 pounds. I tried to move him and get him out from behind the toilet. I simply couldn't do it. And he started fussing at me, bless his heart, because he thought I wasn't trying hard enough. I said, you know, we always called him Uppa. I said, Uppa, I'm doing the best I can. I simply can't do it. So we had to call the paramedics in, and it took 2 guys to get him out of there. Then they put him on a dolly. I still remember them rolling him through the rain to put in the ambulance to the hospital where we found out he had a stroke. But the sad part about it, Austin, you're exactly right. When you have dead weight and you're trying to pick it up, it's very difficult to do that. And it's almost impossible if you don't have guys that are working out or are extremely strong to try to pick up a 300 or 400 pound person. And you're going to need 3 or 4 people to do that because it's just difficult to move them. You find out when they have to come, sometimes they have to bring in forklifts and everything else to pick these guys up because they'll sit in bed and just get huge. Now, I'm going to say something to the folks if they're listening, if they know people like this or they themselves are like this. Here's the thing. There's one thing that you really have to stop eating if you want to get that weight down. It's high fructose corn syrup. The high fructose corn syrup turns the mechanism off in the brain telling you that you're full. And it turns the mechanism on telling you that you're ravenously hungry. So the more high fructose corn syrup you eat or drink in your soft drinks, which is what all soft drinks are pretty much made of, they're junk soft drinks, the hungrier you get and the more you crave that particular product. This was done by the manufacturers on purpose to sell more of their product. It should have been banned. It should never have been allowed to be in the food supply because of what it does to the brain. But they don't care. So they give you these soft drinks to drink and they give you these foods that have high fructose corn syrup in them. You become obese. Then they get to sell you high blood pressure medicine. Then they get to sell you diabetes medicine. Then they get to sell you cancer medicine. And it's all part of the for-profit medical system that we have in the United States to get as many sick people as they possibly can so they can make as much money as they possibly can. So, guys, this is a frustrating thing. So if you're in the middle of that, just get off the high fructose corn syrup. Now, if you can cut off that, get off of that by itself, start drinking more water, at least half your body weight in fluid ounces, which can be very difficult if you're huge. Try not to do more than a gallon a day because it won't be necessary of distilled water. And then get your body chemistry stabilized and then start cutting out the breads, the pasta, and the pizza and the sodas and all the stuff that just needs to go away, and you'll start cutting your calories back down. Because if you're weighing 300, 400, 500 pounds, ask yourself a question. If you keep doing that what you've done to get that big, is it ever going to be any different? Guys, if you get into a situation where you have a hard time walking and we really have a post-apocalyptic world, you're going to be a mess. You're going to be a mess just trying to survive and live past a few days. And that's going to happen very, very quickly, especially if you can't get to your medicine on time. So, guys, do yourself a favor and prep and be careful as best you can. Now, Centrum multivitamins are getting really slammed right now all over the planet for being bad for the environment. And doctors worldwide are urging patients to stop taking them. This is a really good article. And you say, well, why is it so bad? Well, this is a whole scam they did. They started spending hundreds of millions of dollars telling you about how great this product is, but it's not great. One of the primary compounds in this is calcium carbonate. This is the one I've warned you guys about over and over and over, how it leads to hardening of the arteries. It's the least absorbable form of calcium, and only a small percentage can even be ingested, you know, gotten rid of. The rest of it is stored in your soft tissue and in your arteries. Then they also use talc. This is a mineral made up mostly magnesium, silicon, oxygen. The problem is talc contains asbestos, and now we know that talc causes ovarian cancer. They also put BHT in it, butylated hydroxyacyl. BHT is a preservative that science has found to be toxic to the liver, thyroid, lungs, kidneys, and can affect blood coagulation. It also promotes tumors. They also put in hydrogenated palm oil. They also put in sodium benzoate. This is an overused preservative that causes organ toxicity. And then on top of everything else, they put sodium aluminum silicate in it. It helps prevent from caking, and that's aluminum. And they put in FDC yellow number 6 and aluminum lake. I mean, this is crazy that they're doing all of this stuff and saying this thing is healthy for you. This thing is a toxic, toxic mess as far as I'm concerned and a lot of other scientists are concerned. And nobody should be taking Centrum at all, ever. And that's why we recommend to you that you get the Health Masters multiple, because it's a really good product in a cellulose gel caps. You have it in chewable form, you've got it in tablet, capsule form, and you've got it in powder form. I personally use the powder form. It's a little bit more expensive, but what it does, I just put it in my protein shake every morning, and it makes a great tasting shake. It tastes wonderful, by the way, even in water. So that's why I use these products, because they're so good as far as our products. But guys, now major people say don't use Centrum. By the way, they sell close to $200 million worth of this product in the United States alone, which is a huge, huge amount of people that are buying this product simply because, Austin, they think they're doing something healthy for their system, and they're not. What do you think about that, son?
Well, there's no end to garbage vitamins, just mainstream garbage vitamins on the market. That's the truth. And the problem is that most people don't realize is that's exactly right. They see the bottle, they see the advertisement on television or online, and they think, oh, this stuff's great, one a day, all those different ones they have. I know I was at Sam's a while back ago getting some supplies for the office. And I went over there to the health supplement, you know, little section they had, because I always like to walk through and kind of just get an eye on what stuff is, what's in it, what the cost is, to see what's really the cheapest stuff on the market, just so I have an idea. That, I mean, this is my field, this is what I do. And, you know, I picked up the Members Mark CoQ10, and it was on sale for like 180 soft gels for like $12.99. And I went, boy, that's got to be the cheapest CoQ10 I've ever seen in my life. And so I picked it up, and I looked on the bag. First thing it was CoQ10. That's all it said. It didn't say where it was from, what it was derived. I'm sure it was absolutely most cheapest Chinese synthetic form of CoQ10, obviously. And it was like 50 milligrams of soft gel. And then I go down through it, and of course, you know, it's got the typical gelatin, all this other stuff. And then the last ingredient, inactive ingredients on it, is Red 40 food coloring. To make it actually look like it's a natural CoQ10 formula, they put Red 40 in it. So they put a petroleum-based artificial color in a CoQ10 formula. It's designed, it's supposed to be helpful for your heart. And this is sad that this has happened, because it's really polluted the natural supplement market. That's why here at Health Masters, we do our best to provide pretty much the highest quality nutrients we can. Even a lot of the supplements we have are significantly high dosed. I get questions about that all the time. People are like, man, this is like 400-500% of your daily value on this. And I said, listen, when you're dealing with a lot of B vitamins and vitamin C and all this stuff, the daily value, the only reason we put it on there is because it's required. Most of those daily values that they put on there are garbage. The amount, I think the daily value of vitamin C, if I'm not mistaken, is like 60 or 80 milligrams a day, something like that. And maybe up to 120 now. Essentially what it is, it's the minimal amount of vitamin C to get in your diet to prevent scurvy. That's what they rate it as, and that's what they recommend you take, which obviously you guys know vitamin C can be taken and needs to be taken in much higher doses of that because of all the health effects that it has on your immune system, on your brain, on your mitochondria, everything. The same thing it does as far as with bodybuilders. That's why I always tell people a great time to take our vitamin C, as I always take, is after you work out. Vitamin C really helps to repair muscle tissue as far as when you have the raw ingredients, added protein powder like in our Fit Food, the L-glutamine like we talked about yesterday, you throw in a good healthy dose of vitamin C, you really provide yourself with the highest quality cocktail essentially to repair and rebuild muscle tissue as fast as physically possible. And even if you're not trying to go be a bodybuilder or trying to get in crazy good shape, but you're trying to recover better, you're trying to stay in good shape for whatever reason, you're trying to stay leaner, you're trying to have a better appearance, you're trying to feel better, you're trying to be more athletic, maybe you have some type of, you know, weightlifting competition or something coming up, there's key supplements you can use like that that really promote a healthier body, faster recovery, more energy, and better workouts. That's why I always recommend our Muscle Blast formula while you work out. Mix it in the water and you drink it while you work out. I drink it every single time I work out, and that's stuff isn't just three branch chain amino acids that are some cheap Chinese synthetic formula with sucralose and everything else, like 99% of the BCAA formulas on the market. That's, I mean, numerous. We have like 15 different amino acids in it in a specific formula, no sucralose, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, no sugar, absolutely nothing artificial in it whatsoever, and it still tastes great, and you actually can feel the results from it. It doesn't make your stomach upset and nauseous like most cheap BCAAs do. And I know this because I've used cheap ones when I was younger and I had no idea, and I tried all these different supplements on the market, and they're garbage. You don't get results from them. You end up feeling worse than you did beforehand. And then on top of it, 90% of the products on the market now in health have sucralose in them, especially in pre-workout, the BCAAs, and the protein powder. Sucralose is a chlorocarbon. Not only does it completely wipe out your probiotics, your healthy bacteria in your colon, because it releases free chlorine gas in there, it calcifies your kidneys. It literally wrecks your kidneys. And those are just the first basic things that we found out, not including the detrimental effects it has on your pancreas. This is just what we've seen from sucralose over the last 15 years now. Once this stuff's on the market for another 30 to 40 years and we start doing true long-term research studies on people that have used sucralose since it's been released and they've been on sucralose majority of their life, I believe that we're going to see astronomical proportions of people that are having significant health problems directly related to sucralose. And again, of course, just like aspartame, it was released on the market by the FDA without really any type of long-term studying whatsoever. But sucralose is something, do not use under any condition whatsoever. That's why we use either monk fruit or stevia in all of our formulas, including our Fit Foods and our whey protein and our new Fit Food, what's the other one? The Ultimate Multiple Fit Food Vegan and all those other ones, man. So that was just my little side note on that. You got talking about that, Dad. But yes, the Centrum, all these cheap vitamins, stay away from them. You're putting this stuff in your body. Spend the extra couple dollars and get something of good, high quality like we sell that you're actually going to get good results. Don't put that garbage in your body.
You know, Austin, a few years ago, we went to a sports show, and I remember they had all kinds of tables set up with all types of sport drinks because we wanted to see what our competition was selling. And we were trying to find bars that didn't have sucralose and protein powders that didn't have sucralose, and we could not find one single bar or one single protein powder that did not either contain sucralose or aspartame. And yes, it was that hard to try to find anything there. And we went through like every single booth and talked to everybody, and they didn't make it without it. I mean, it's really sad because sucralose, like Austin says, it's a pesticide is what it is. It's a pesticide. And it's one of the worst things you can put in your body, and people pour their stuff in huge concentrations. They think it's okay, and they start having kidney problems. I remember years ago, Austin, when you were still real young, because you'd say, well, Dad, I'm going to try some of this or try some of that. And I'm always, my response to you was always this. Austin, you don't want to put that stuff in your body because it's really, really unhealthy and hard on your kidneys. And so many people that I know who are in the health profession, they fall into that same trap and they start taking stuff because it's less money and they start having all types of horrible side effects from it. And the sad part about it is it's not necessary. You know, when you have products like Health Masters has, and you have a situation where you can get a product that you're really going to like, there's absolutely no reason to get products that are going to be bad for you. Like our whey comes out of New Zealand, so it's not a bunch of chemical processed whey. So there's no hormones or growth hormone or bovine growth hormone on our protein powders because we simply don't allow. Because remember, guys, we give this to Hunter. We give this to our kids. We give this to me, to Sharon, to Austin, to Lana, who's pregnant. And we're not about to start giving stuff to people that's toxic, especially our own family, for heaven's sake. So that's something that people really need to understand, is we produce the highest quality products in the world. Now, this is another article here that I had to bring up today. NASA, which is the space arm of the United States military, which is basically a military organization, and Russia, listen to this, reveal plan to build a space station orbiting the moon. NASA and Russia, who I thought we were mad at, are teaming up to create a groundbreaking new space station in orbit around the moon. It was announced today. Moscow and Washington have agreed to build a station called Deep Space Gateway, finally bridging a long-standing concept into reality. The Russia space agency, Roscosmos, announced the ambitious project today in a speech at the International Congress in Australia. Following in its footsteps of the International Space Station, the moon ship would be open to astronauts and cosmonauts from around the world. Now, this ties directly in with what was said in the book, The Day After Roswell, by Colonel Corso. He said that the entire thing that we do with Russia, as far as Russia's bad, Russia's this and Russia's that, is all obfuscation. He said none of it's true. It's all political theater. I'm just giving you guys something else to think about this morning, this afternoon. He says none of it's true. He says the biggest thing that we've learned is that we have to work together to try to avoid the alien threat of what's going on after they discovered this stuff with Roswell, and they want to keep all of us here on the planet obfuscated, not realizing what's going on with our bread and circuses, rather than allowing us to realize what's really, really happening in deep space. So now I find it extremely humorous that the Russian Space Agency and NASA, a military organization today, have said they're combining their efforts and sharing all this advanced technology to put a space station around the moon when we keep hearing the rhetoric that we're about to go to war with Russia. Unbelievable, Austin. When I read this, I thought to myself, I got to share this with the listeners today. So what do you think?
Political theater, as you just said, very, very well said. That's exactly what it's been, and that's what we've talked about since last year. It's bread and circus. The same thing with the NFL, the same thing that they're doing with Russia, the same thing that CNN produces their fake news all the time, the same thing that they said because hurricanes are, when they're named women, it's more sexist because they do more damage. Just stupid, idiotic stuff that these guys come up with. All it is to get everybody's focus off what's really going on. That's why, guys, when's the last time you heard the mainstream media talk about the Federal Reserve and go into detail about the Federal Reserve and what they've been doing and their unbelievably horrific monetary policies? The only time you ever hear about it is when Bernanke would come out and say something, or Yellen would come out and say something, and that would be it. When's the last time you heard about, well, there may be some type of conspiracy linked to it, the opium epidemic in the United States with Afghanistan heroin and why we're going over there? Just when's the last time you even heard them mention something like that on there? The reason why you never hear anything like this is because that's not what they're told to talk about. They're told to talk about the obfuscating ideas and ideas that they want you to believe, the stuff that they want to pursue, and that they want to try to basically push onto you and make you believe that they're facts. That's what they've done now. Also, too, it looks like the Obamacare is not getting repealed so far today. It's pretty much stalled again. It's not going to happen so far. They're still trying to work on it, it looks like, but from what I'm reading, it's not going anywhere, and I knew this was going to happen. The whole thing with the repeal of IRS being able to tag you with the individual mandate, I knew they were never going to get that done. The executive order that Trump signed, as I've said numerous times, had nothing to do with an exact demand as far as forcing the IRS not to fine you. Remember, the IRS is a private entity. It does not function under the United States government. It is based out of Puerto Rico as a private corporation. It does not have to answer the United States government. Please understand that. So when Trump signed that executive order, it was essentially show of saying the IRS, to do the best you can not to fine people if you can find a way not to fine them with the individual mandate, which basically means try to make it look like we're not going to continue fining people. The Obamacare doesn't look like it's getting repealed. Now they just released today, too, that health insurers selling Affordable Care Act plans in Florida are going to be raising monthly premiums by nearly 45% next year. It's going up all over the board, guys. Insurance is going to be skyrocketing. Obamacare's not going anywhere, in my opinion. Even if they do come out with a new bill on it, it's going to look just like Obamacare, because that was the bread and butter that Obama got into office and he got enacted, and it's in there now. It's not going anywhere, Dad.
Nope, not going to go anywhere, not unless they have a major turnaround in Congress and we get a bunch of new blood in there. Puerto Rico's in trouble. 44% of the people don't have fresh water or food. It's massive. The Trump administration now on Tuesday denied a request to waive shipping restrictions to help get fuel and supplies to storm-ravaged Puerto Rico, saying it would do nothing to address the island's impediment to shipping damaged ports. I mean, I can't believe this is going on, but remember, they have denied Puerto Rico access to the bond markets because they defaulted on that debt they owed the bankers. They've denied the United States bond markets access to Puerto Rico now because they say basically they've been in bad Puerto Ricans. They don't want to pay the Sabbatay and Cabalists. So we got to pray for these guys, and I don't have time to do it today. We'll try to pray for them again tomorrow. I feel bad for them. They're being out of power from hurricanes. I know how it feels. Guys, thanks for getting your multiples from us. Thanks for listening. God bless you. I appreciate you. Austin, go ahead and close. I'll let you do the write-up today. God bless. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Absolutely, bud. Yes, guys, we appreciate all the emails, all the support. Thank you so much. Be sure to check us out at healthmasters.com for all your supplement needs. Feel free to write us on the contact form on there. You can go to the search bar and type in the word contact, fill out the contact form, or you can call us at 1-800-726-1834. We're always here. The phones are pretty busy, to be honest with you. I mean, we get a lot of phone calls, and we do the best we can to answer everybody in a timely fashion. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for your support. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.